Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is so great to be back with you on the wake-up call. It is Monday, August the 31st, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We are diving in today to Romans. We're going to be on, how many weeks is it going to be? It's going to be 13 weeks. This is going to be another marathon in the best way. So let's get a marathon pace on. We're going to cover the whole book, the whole letter of Romans in little bits at a time. This is going to be a deep dive, but it's not for advanced people. It could be for anybody, right? When you open the Word of God and you invite the Holy Spirit, He meets you right where you are. Jesus just comes right into the gathering. And guys, if you're new with us, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm a Bible lover. I'm a Jesus friend. And this meeting is His meeting. He's here. He's with you. He's with me. He's among us and many of us all over the world together. We're meeting together. Hopefully, ideally, in the morning. If it can't be in the morning, I understand. But I always say, if you want to win the day, you got to win the morning. So not to say if you didn't do the wake-up call in the morning, you lost the day. That's not my point. I think you get me. But there's lots I'd like to say. We got plenty of time coming ahead. We're going to go 6 days a week on this. We're going to take Sundays off. Going Chick-fil-A on Sundays. But let's dive on in this morning. Let's begin the whole series, and the day will begin every day with this prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, What is Your Calling? Our text, Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord. Now consider this. What is your calling? People expend so much energy throughout their lives trying to figure out exactly what their calling is. We tend to think of it that it's a specific career or a vocation or some particular job. Many spend much of their lives feeling as though they have missed their calling. They feel stuck in a job they can do but don't love. more challenging, they spend a lot of time wondering if God wants them to be doing something other than what they're presently doing. Like maybe they are supposed to go into, quote, the ministry. College students live in enormous anxiety about needing to figure out what they're going to do with their lives before you graduate. I regularly tell my own collegiate age children, I got a couple of those left, to relax. Even Jesus didn't get started until he was 30. I've got good news for all of you. You don't need to figure out your calling. It's already set in stone. Did you catch it in today's text? It's right there in verse 6. You are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Said it plain as day. You are called to belong to Jesus Christ. This is your full-time vocation. It is your 100% job, 100% of the time. You are called to belong to Jesus Christ. He tells us who we are and why we're here. Every possible question and quandary in life can be answered if approached from this singular starting place. It's why I want you, us, to begin in a place of consecration every single day with the words of Jesus, these words, Jesus, I belong to you. Promise me you will never, ever, ever skip that. Yesterday's consecration is not sufficient for today's calling. Our calling, it must include and inform our jobs or careers, but it is much larger and far more comprehensive than our work week. That's why the whole concept of retirement is an absurdity in the kingdom of Jesus. Calling transcends retirement. Sure, you can quit your job, but you can't retire from your calling. In fact, I call the years between 60 and 80 the kingdom prime. And over 80 is kingdom super prime. How about that? I once heard a Mother Teresa story I'll never forget. A young adult showed up at Mother Teresa's convent to work with lepers. He was put in a back office, though, processing documents and records. Very unhappy, the young man somehow got to Mother with his grievance. He said to her, "Mother, I came here from across the world to work with lepers, and all I'm doing here is paperwork. My calling is to serve lepers." She lovingly yet sternly replied, "Son, your calling is not to serve lepers. Your calling is to belong to Jesus. Now, get back to the paperwork." How about that? Let's pray here. Jesus, we belong to you. Yeah, Jesus, I belong to you. And from this place, we can go many places, but until we get to this place, though we may go everywhere, we will have gone nowhere. Jesus, would you open up the message and the meaning of this ancient letter? Perhaps the most significant letter ever written in the history of the world. Take us to Rome and then translate Rome to our home. And yes, Jesus, you are our home. For that's what it means to belong to you. And we're praying in your name. Amen. Couple of journal prompts. We're encouraging always journaling, and you know, in our books that we've got for this Romans series, these have you know, pretty good margin. There's pretty good space for writing, but not a lot of journal space like our workbooks are. So if you want to get one of these, grab it and go for it. And we're going to put links in the email every day for that in the show notes. But most important thing, a lot of you got a journal you're already using. That's great. I got one prompt today. Jesus, I belong to you. My question in the prompt is, how do you punctuate that sentence in your life? What do you put after that? Jesus, I belong to you. Is it a period? Is it a question mark? Is it an exclamation mark? Or maybe it's a comma. Jesus, I belong to you. And I want you to say why you would punctuate it with what mark. This is so fundamental. That's why we're starting with it. And that's why every day, that's how we begin our meeting with Jesus. We call it consecration, which is just the simple offering up of ourselves to Him. He empowers us to do it. It's the way forward is not going to be trying harder. It's going to be trusting deeper. And our world will follow our words, especially as we pray them. And so you'll find the path we're going to walk every day. It's simple. It's quite deep, but consecration, this offering up of ourselves to Jesus for today, opens up a door. I call it the great hall of revelation that becomes transformation, right? God's word reveals truth to us, grace, mercy, love, and then we respond to that. Our response to His revelation becomes transformation. It's what He's doing. And then we're going to go out the back door of that great cathedral, out into the world, out into the streets. We're moving from the sanctuary to the streets for a day filled with a demonstration of the presence, the power, the love of Jesus in our lives and through us to the world, to others, to people, to a person. Consecration, transformation, demonstration. That's the whole gospel right there. Well, also, good news. Dad is going to be with us much as possible. Dad's going to be over. We're going to be singing together. We're going to be singing hymns each day. And so if you want to get one of our hymnals, our Great Redeemer's Praise, we got them available. And we'll put the links for that. But let's hand that over right now for our first hymn of this journey through Romans. Yeah, good first day of Romans today. And we got a first-rate singer here in the house.
I hadn't seen him yet.
Dad, we're talking about you, Dad.
Oh.
And we're welcoming you back.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Been on a little bit of a break here. And everybody, I just cannot tell you how much people write me and tell me how much they appreciate you. And a bunch of them have written you. You remember all those cards you got?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're very kind.
I'm coming up on 600 cards and letters.
They're very kind.
And a lot of people, Dad, they kind of see in you their own parents and grandparents, and they're like, I miss them.
I'm honored. I'm truly honored.
And we're just going to be singing our way through Romans here. We're singing hymns. We'll sing other kinds of songs too, but we're going to mostly camp out in the great hymns. And we have a little bit of a newer hymn we're going to sing today. Tell them what it is.
There is a Redeemer.
What page?
It is page 30.
A page 30 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise.
There is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. This was written by Melody Green, and you may remember Keith Green back in the 70s and 80s, just a profound prophetic songwriter, killed in a plane crash, an untimely death. His wife has kept right on going, and this is a hymn she wrote. Thankful this got included in our hymnal, but it's a great hymn for any day of Romans, but particularly the first day, because Romans is the letter of the gospel of Jesus. And so we're just going to center down. We're going to fix our hearts, our minds, our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
And let's just sing the song of celebration of him. You ready? Three verses. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, came above all things. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, orphan or slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. All you got.
Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Amen.
I like that.
Isn't that
one.
A good song?
That's a good one.
Well, Dad, people sometimes want to know, how old is your dad? How old are you? You remember?
Yeah, I'm 85. Yeah.
You're 85. You'll be 86 in November. And what I love many things about having you on this with me, but what I love is the message it sends to other 85-year-olds out there.
I was born in 1940.
1940, okay. The message is God's not done with you yet.
No.
You may be struggling, Dad's struggling. You may be having a hard time. You may be struggling with your memory, your health. He's not done. He's still working in you, for you.
But you got to give him a chance.
Through you. Give him a chance. What do you say to somebody who's getting up in years?
It's a wonderful time in your life, and so treat it that way.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's you know, you might wake up every morning and something's going to hurt, but look, it ain't going to hurt long. You come on down. Because there is a great Redeemer.
Amen. Look at Dad preaching a sermon this
Amen.
Morning. Well, this is a great way for us to get going on Romans, and it's going to be so good. Jesus is just going to pour out the truth on us in grace Amazing Grace. How about we sing Amazing Grace tomorrow? You want to?
Let's do it.
We're giving you a song to sing all day long today. There, thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son.
What page, Jack?
And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Done.
Well, for the awakening, here we go, Romans. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
On the field. We love you. Can't wait to be in this on this run with you. But we're going to walk, okay?